UN General Secretary Ban Ki-moon has said he wants to build momentum to create a new climate change agreement by 2009. Sometimes called global warming, climate change is an increase in global temperatures, believed to be largely caused by carbon dioxide emissions. The top UN climate change official, Eero de Boer, told VOA that Monday's meeting is a chance for Africa's leaders to appeal for help.
I think it would be really important for African countries to come to that meeting and to say, we are seeing the consequences of climate change around us already. We, in our poor countries, have contributed nothing to causing this problem. And we most of all need the help and assistance of the international community to come to grips with it.
The Benin climatologist Michelle Boko, the lead author for the Africa section of the most recent report from the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, says even if African leaders attend, little will change on the continent.
Unfortunately, African governments are not yet aware of this emergency. Maybe they attend international meeting, tell something to gain money from negotiation, but how to tackle really the problem inside each country? I don't see any policy management, any policy in this way.
The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change is composed of hundreds of scientists who provide the United Nations research and climate recommendations. Its most recent report says Africa is vulnerable because its low coastlands and tough crop conditions that make intense droughts and floods, two impacts of climate change, even more devastating. They add Africa lacks technology to replace old polluting energy sources. Scientists link climate change to Africa's more intense flooding this year, which has killed hundreds, displaced more than 1 million people, and wiped out crops and entire villages. Monday's meeting will cover financing, mitigation, or reducing carbon emissions, adaptation, which is dealing with the inevitable changes from temperature, and technology. Discussions to create a new climate agreement will continue at the scheduled UN Climate Change Conference in Bali in December. If created, this new agreement will eventually replace the Kyoto Protocol, in which more than 160 countries agreed to reduce how much carbon dioxide they release. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.